and enjoying the beautiful Wisconsin River. And as you know, Carl, that trail, the Wisconsin Rapids Trail System, they're looking at ways to connect with that. You know, we've been in touch with Mayor Vruwink, and he knows what we're doing. We're continue that trail from the Cranberry Crossing. We're going to be the trail's going to continue along the Cranberry Creek across to Cahoon Road.
Wow.
It'll come out near the Village Municipal Center.
Oh, wow.
So people will be able to do a nice little walking loop through there and take in that section of the new trail.
Well, it sounds nice, and I thank you for the update. And Bill, thank you and all the crew that does all the work in the field for Village residents. And remember, give them space. If you see them plowing or doing work, you know, they have a job to do. Let them have the space to do it. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Have a good week.
Well, it's our pleasure, Carl. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our Village of Bearin update here on The Morning Magazine. The Morning Magazine, as always, is brought to you by Comfort Air.
Did you know propane costs are 15% higher right now compared to last year at this time? Did you also know Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing has the largest selection of wood-burning fireplaces, wood-burning fireplace inserts, wood-burning stoves, wood-burning furnaces, and outdoor wood boilers in central Wisconsin? Come visit our showroom, 880 Highway 73 South, Wisconsin Rapids, located between Highway 13 South and Nakusa. Or check us out online at comfortair.biz. Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, whatever it takes.
When you're hearing live local high school sports on AM 1320 WFHR is proudly brought to you by Wood Trust Bank, Tim Hintz Automotive, Ministry Healthcare, V6 Farms Country Store, Riverview Medical Center, Solaris, JC Enterprises, Runs and Sons Auto, Nash Law Group, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling and Plumbing, Paper City Savings, Marshfield Clinic, The Trading Post of Wisconsin Rapids, 8th Street Auto, River Cities Bank, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, and Renaissance Learning. The best coverage of high school sports is right here at AM 1320.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
This afternoon, cloudy skies. We may have a passing snow shower. Northwest winds 10 to 20. Temperatures will be remaining steady in the mid-20s. Tonight, some passing snow showers under cloudy skies. Northwest 10 to 20. Overnight lows falling back to zero. Then on Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sun. Northwest winds at 5 to 15. And our highs will be nearing 9 above. From Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro.
And again, allow extra time for your travels around the area today. The Weather Service says travel conditions will be slow to improve. Snow showers could result in another inch of snow accumulating this evening. And the big thing, gusty north winds will continue to result in blowing and drifting of the snow. So if you're out in the middle of the country and you got blowing snow, make sure your headlights are on so people can see you coming down the highway through that blowing snow. And then the next big thing is going to be bitterly cold wind chills. Right now, it is getting windy across the area. We have west winds gusting to 24 miles an hour here in Wisconsin Rapids. With occasional flurries, it's 25 in Wausau, 26 in Marshfield, and 26 here at AM 1320 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two. Once again, here's Carl Hilke.
Thank you, Jerry, and welcome back, everybody, to today's edition of The Morning Magazine on AM 1320 and also on the web at WFHR.com. It's time for our monthly report from the Encourage Community Foundation. Your local community foundation can be found at 478 East Grand Avenue in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, right across from Hotel Mead, and you can reach them by phone at 715-423-3863. Today in the studio, we have Corey Anfinson and Gus Mancuso, and we're going to be doing a little recap of the January 27th Tribune Building meeting and talking about resident engagement and that engagement continuing, and then give you a little preview of the next big meeting on March 10th. With that, I say good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, so let's recap January 27th. Did you have the turnout that you were expecting, or did you have a good turnout?
We had an excellent turnout. We were very, very hopeful of a great turnout, and we had 125 people attend. And how many people were new?
27 new to the project this time around, which was fabulous.
That is good. So did they say how they had come to learn about it, either through friends or just reading about it or hearing about it?
Yeah, as part of the evaluation at the end of the night, people expressed how they learned if they hadn't. And, you know, a lot of people, it was, you know, I was invited. Someone asked me to come or told me to doubt, so...
That's citizen engagement.
And I think really, as Corey mentioned, they were invited. And I think the real neat part about it, Carl, was that they were invited by their circle of friends or people that knew of them, and they weren't necessarily invited by Encourage. So that was really, really exciting. We saw a lot of people that we knew from being in the community. However, we did not necessarily make any outreach to the 27 new people. We certainly did make outreach to the people who have been really, really actively engaged over the last year plus. So they then reached out and shared their excitement. And I think that's what was most exciting, is the fact that as people know more about what's really happening in the building, and more importantly, what's happening around the downtown area, they are developing that excitement and that interest, and it comes around getting them informed first, sharing accurate knowledge. And as we've said before in the past, Encourage has been very transparent and very, very collaborative in nature, trying to work with everybody associated with the downtown, because we believe that everybody working together is going to help the greater good. And the greater good is not only downtown, it's Southwood County.
And Mayor Verwink, in his State of the City message last week, paid tribute to that. He mentioned that he thinks is a wonderful thing, and he wants to encourage that more in other aspects of the city. So this could just be something that starts further civic engagement. But what was some of the hot topics at this meeting?
Well, we asked residents, this is something new that we've done, is we asked residents to sit with others who share the same passion or interest that they do. So we broke the groups out into tables of people who had interest in either program areas of the building or just maybe an interest in, you know, community or downtown development. So people chose to sit with others who have something that they have in common. So it could be, I really care about recreation, so I sat at the recreation space. Or maybe I'm really interested in the arts, or I put in an RFQ for the Art Place grant, so I sat at the arts table. Or maybe I'm a home brewer, so I sat at the microbrewery table. So to spread out this time and actually talk about what is really exciting for them that's going into the building versus all the time before, people sat collectively at tables with varied interests. So it was kind of nice for them to connect on a more personal level.
What came out of that?
A lot of excitement about the area that they're going to be seeing in the building and how they can use that area, and how that area, you know, whether it's the culinary kitchen, how they interact with the cafe brew pub, for example. You know, is there going to be some synergy between those two spaces, as well as like the creative workshop and the arts space? You know, how are those two spaces going to be synergistic? And talking about all the assets that we really already have in our community that can help be brought into that space or used within the space. So there's lots of opportunity.
And when you get all those different tests together, you get a pretty creative stew going, as it were.
Definitely.
Okay. The other thing that really helps out about what came out of it is a continuation of what we are doing throughout the entire process as we continue forward, and that is developing relationships and connections between people that have a similar interest and passion around the areas and interest areas that Corey talked about. And when people start talking about them in what we consider a safe space where it's respectful, as we've mentioned before, people find that there's a lot more similarities than differences, and they share that relationship in a way that they trust each other in a very, very positive way, and they start sharing their knowledge because they know people are interested in it. And so out of that comes more and more connection between people, and then there's this commonality about trying to make things better, so they work together. So they know that they need to listen to others because other people have shared knowledge and information that can help make whatever they're talking about happen.
And I think these are the type of foot soldiers, for lack of a better term, that can, and going forward, when they hear misstatements in town about whatever, can step in and say, hold it a minute, I've been a part of this process, let me fill you in on what really is going in, and invite to become a part of it.
That's why we really encourage anyone who has not attended a meeting, but is just really curious about what we've been doing in, you know, at our meetings, mm-hmm. or curious about the space, to come and join us on March 10th and join the conversation. Because until you've actually experienced that type of environment where it's, like Gus said, a safe space where everyone's voice is heard and we have shared interest and shared passion, I don't think that anyone could really understand what we are doing in that space. But I think it'd be a great opportunity for everyone to learn.
Yeah. And again, we'll be giving you more information about the March 10th meeting coming up later in this segment, and we'll continue to publicize it here on AM 1320 leading up to that meeting. The people that were new, what was their reaction to the process going through it? What did they say?
From what we can see is that people who were new to the process were really excited and, you know, shared enthusiasm for the fact that they could come in at any point in this project and be welcomed. You know, I didn't attend phase one or phase two, and here I am for the first time after you all have been doing this for 18 months, and everyone was really welcoming, and my voice was still good. And I think that's been the case all along, which is really important.
And I think that's an important voice, because sometimes when you get involved with a project, it helps if someone comes from the outside and sees what you've been doing so far and can give a different critique, as it were.
It's interesting you bring that up, because there were two people, two companies, two firms that were interested in the project, and actually one other person from Portage County who had been working in some resident engagement opportunities there within Portage County, and came, and all of the people that we talked to that were from outside the community found this to be a very unique experience, because really what is at here that's missing in most situations was this building is being developed from literally the ground up,
mm-hmm.
in more ways than just the infrastructure. It's really the residents that are determining what's happening. And I think it's a very unique opportunity for people to learn from that are above and beyond. I think one of the things that we're finding out, people are starting to also develop a shared confidence and a shared realization that Wisconsin Rapids deserves this, is working hard for it, and this is the place to be in terms of doing something very new, unique, and creative as we co-create a community together. And I think there's this feeling sometimes that we're all very humble, and you know, we should be taking a back seat to other areas of the community, or the other areas of Southwood, or around Wisconsin. I think just the opposite. I think people are starting to feel that energy and that excitement and that positiveness about being a member of Southwood County.
And they're deciding, hey, we can do this. Mm-hmm. We've done this so far, so let's keep doing this. Let the naysayers do whatever they want to do, but we're going to keep going forward with this and invite as many people as possible on board.
I think the great thing to see was folks who we've seen through phase one and phase two continuing into phase three, and their excitement has not wavered. They are all in. And, you know, some of the comments that we got were, I was here for phase one and phase two. Of course I'm going to be here for phase three. This is my building. People are really trying to understand that they are owning a piece of our downtown, and it is very valuable.
And I would imagine you had an interest in the overall downtown. You mentioned one of the areas, breakout groups, was about the general downtown. People are starting to get a broader view of how this project fits in with the overall downtown.
Yeah, and you know, it's part of the mayor's and our city's downtown plan, you know, and we're part of that Market Square development, mm-hmm. and we're really excited about that, and we hope that, you know, our other neighbors in the downtown area are as excited as we are as to what this Tribune Building can do for that area.
Well, you've had a number of your neighbors, people from the arts community and the like, who have been a part of this process, and they're looking at saying, oh, wow, this could really become something very special, a very special neighborhood within the city of Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what this whole process has been about, creating a neighborhood or a feeling of neighborhood, the old-fashioned neighborhood, where neighbor knew neighbor, mm-hmm. and you talk about things, mm-hmm. and you do things together.
That's right.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue talking about this. We want to talk more about the importance of resident engagement. And how are you going to continue this? I mean, you got a good thing going, but how do we keep the momentum going between now and March 10th, and we'll have, give details on the meeting, what will be happening at the March 10th meeting. You're getting your Encourage Community Foundation update here on The Morning Magazine. Back with her right after this.
When you're hearing live local high school sports on AM 1320 WFHR, is proudly brought to you by Wintrust Bank, Tim Hintz Automotive, Ministry Healthcare, V6 Farms Country Store, Riverview Medical Center, Solaris, JC Enterprises, Runs and Sons Auto, Nash Law Group, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling and Plumbing, Paper City Savings, Marshfield Clinic, The Training Post of Wisconsin Rapids, 8th Street Auto, River Cities Bank, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, and Renaissance Learning. The best coverage of high school sports is right here at AM 1320.
Here's forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
This afternoon, cloudy skies. We may have a passing snow shower. Northwest winds 10 to 20. Temperatures will be remaining steady in the mid-20s. Tonight, some passing snow showers under cloudy skies. Northwest winds 10 to 20. Overnight lows falling back to zero. Then on Thursday, a mixture of clouds and sun. Northwest winds at 5 to 15. And our highs will be nearing 9 above. From the Weather Center, powered by WeatherOlogy.com, I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro.
We have occasional flurries in the area, a temperature of 26 degrees, but northwest winds gusting as high as 24 miles an hour makes it feel more like 15, and the temperature will continue to fall. Welcome back to The Morning Magazine here on AM 1320 and WFHR.com. Carl with you, and thank you for joining us this morning in part two of today's show. We're getting our Encourage Community Foundation update. Corey Anfinson is here and Gus Mancuso, and we're talking about the Tribune Building Phase 3, which began January 27th, and we're talking about resident engagement and the fact that you had new people involved at the January 27th meeting. My question for both of you is, how keep this engagement going between now and the next meeting, March 10th?
It's really going to be to continue our twofold approach to the upcoming meetings. Number one will be to continue to talk about the interest areas associated with the Tribune Building, as well as start to add some information that's needed by the developers and give people a chance to start looking a little bit deeper, not a whole lot deeper yet, because we're answering the questions over the next several months about the specifics about the building in general, but just to give people a chance to look at the design. We didn't share a whole lot about that because, frankly, it wasn't ready. There will be something, I think, Corey, it's not going to be on the website in terms of the plans?
If you go out to the TribuneBuilding.org site, you can see the Phase 2 programming document that is out there and available for you to view. And one of the great things in there is there's the renderings of what the building is going to look like, as well as the current floor plan. So if somebody is wondering where that microbrewery is going to be, they can go out and view that now. It's available on our website.
Okay, TribuneBuilding.org. And you can, now, we'll these groups or these subgroups, will there be like some subcommittee meetings in between now and the next meeting, like folks that are interested in the microbrewery getting together? And
that's the interesting part. The other purpose and the other hope, which we see happening already, as Corey mentioned, is there are and will continue to be what we consider offline meetings between the people and the groups. Corey has had several discussions with several of the areas where they expressed excitement to be meeting, and they promised, because there were some people that were emerging that had an interest to get people together between the meetings.
Mm-hmm. And it's still new, but one of the things we're focusing on in Phase 3 is networking. And we asked people at the January 27th meeting to start thinking about their networks. And, you know, and networks are your business affiliations. They're your people that you talk to every day, who you interact with. So it may be your coworkers, your hairstylist, the person who fixed your automobile,
you know, a church member.
Yeah, your book club. So there's so many different networks.
Golfing buddy.
Yeah, and so those networks, we're asking people to look into their networks and go, you know, I think that Carl might be really interested in that cafe brew pub. So I let him know because I haven't seen him at the Tribune Building meetings. So between January and March, we really wanted people to take it upon themselves to go out and ask other people and share the good news about this exciting project.
Just like you said, you had some new people that were invited by their friends. So you want to continue that. You want people to continue and build on that.
Correct.
Get even more. And if you get an idea pop into your head, contact a friend or send off an email. Hey, we could do this. We could. And okay, now March 10th is going to be the next big meeting. Can you get you got some of the logistics on that ready?
March 10th is a Tuesday night again, and we're going to be at the Centralia Center. We're going to be starting at 5:30. We will have food and beverages available, as well as childcare or transportation if needed. They just need to call the Encourage office to get that set up.
Okay, and the number at the Encourage office is 715-423-3863. And again, tribunebuilding.org is your website to keep up with the project and look at documentation or what have you, or minutes of past meetings. And like, if you want to be brought up to speed, but it sounds like the momentum hasn't stopped. It sounds like we got the people are excited, genuinely excited. And like you said, the person said, well, "Of course I'm going to come. This is my building."
Right.
And so, so this will be another important meeting. And what will be the general topic on this one? Are you going to continue building a?
The format will be, to some degree, the same in the sense there'll be updates because people are interested in what is happening. And then also, we're going to be attempting between now and then to allow for what we call a shared agenda, which means we are not necessarily going to be driving the discussions or the purpose of the discussions. Each of the groups seem to be at different spots. So we're going to be building in some time for people to start beginning discussions on what they really want to talk about too. So each of the groups, and again, Encourage's role in all of this is to support residents around their passions and interests, because we know that that's going to be the safest and surest and quickest way to get people to be authentically engaged and, more importantly, sustained. When people have a voice, when they have an opportunity to create and they're not being necessarily dictated to, it's amazing what can happen when we're all working together.
One question, you talked about synergies between these different areas. You might have a person that says they have a culinary interest, interested in the restaurant and that entrepreneurial activity, and maybe the brew pub as well.
Absolutely.
Will there be a way where they can get involved in both areas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the last meeting, we asked folks to go ahead and check what their interest areas are, so we can send out updates as they're available to those interest area groups. So if I sat with the microbrewery space, but I still want to know what's going on in the culinary kitchen, I can see updates on that space. So just by choosing my interest area doesn't mean I can't get access to the other interest areas.
Okay, what about for the public that we want to get involved? Again, if someone's listening to us right now and saying, I'd like to learn more, and I want to be involved with this.
If they'd like to learn more, I'm going to encourage them to come to the March 10th meeting so that they can really see firsthand what it is we're doing and what the value might be for them to engage in the process.
Yeah, and that's it. And I like the fact that, you know, this is like the Speak Your Peace initiative. It's a safe place. Bring your ideas to the table. Mm-hmm. The things are still being developed. Are we still looking at a groundbreaking sometime in the spring, summer of this year?
We hope to have more information very shortly, hopefully into the early spring, about those kinds of things.
Okay.
We're still working and choosing a contractor, and that will be to come very, very shortly.
Okay. There's another thing we need to update folks on, and of course, this is a time of year, you know, parents and students start thinking about things like scholarships. So we want to talk a little bit this morning about scholarships and your Encourage Board of Directors. So where did you want to talk about scholarships? we can start with scholarships first. First of all, we always are greatly appreciative and thankful for the many donors and people who have sponsored scholarships over the years. Mm-hmm. Currently, we continue to be very, very strong offering scholarships throughout Southwood County. There are over 120 scholarship funds available. Most of them are obviously available to graduating seniors, and there are some very, very unique and very, very interesting non-traditional scholarships available to students who are out of school, and those are all available on our website for people to review. And obviously, there's a deadline date associated with that. And that deadline for application online, Carl, is February 24th at 11:30 a.m. There are a few scholarships that remain open after that, but the vast, vast majority close at that date. So we encourage students as well as parents and loved ones to look at those sites. And we know that most of the students are in school right now. So it's very helpful that that students get on the website and look for those scholarships that most apply to them.
And that would be encouragecf.org. Mm-hmm. And so you just go to encouragecf.org, and that would be the website that you go for to learn more about the scholarship opportunities available through the Encourage Community Foundation. And pay attention to those dates, as Gus mentioned. The other thing, the Board of Directors, a successful community foundation needs an active board, people who really care about the organizations. And we've not often talked about the Board of Directors, but let's do so this morning.
Encourage has a fabulous board of directors who are very supportive of all that we've been doing, and we wanted to recognize that we actually just had two board members who transitioned off our board. As you know, Helen Youngworth just recently retired after serving 9 years on the Encourage Board of Directors. While we were sad to see her go, we're excited for her to enjoy a quieter retirement.
So. Well, I don't think she'll be too quiet, because she's this Tribune Building project is very, you talk about a passion.
Yes.
This project is very close. I can't see her. She'll probably be doing even more with the Tribune Building project now. But congratulations, Helen.
Yeah, we're very excited for her. We also, Kirk Willard just completed his 3-year term on the Encourage Board, so we were very thankful and appreciative of his service as well.
Mm-hmm.
The newest exciting news is that Christopher Gash, who is a newer board member, has just taken over the duties for Helen as our new board chair.
Okay. Well, we got some really good people on our board, and...
Yeah, the other members we also have, along with Christopher, we have Donna Anderson, Dale Bukowski, Paul Lieber, Christy Router, and, of course, Carl Wartman.
Okay. And, folks, I'm sure they would say the same thing. If you want to talk to me about your community foundation, feel free to do so.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, they can take your concerns to the board of directors and say, hey, I was talking to some folks, they brought this up, how should we address it? And we thank them for caring about their community enough to be involved as board of members of the board of directors of the community foundation. And I guess the big thing, March 10th, if you've been to the meetings so far, invite somebody new. Find a friend. Find somebody. Say, hey, come on, let's get dinner together, and then I want you to learn more about this Tribune Building project. Mm-hmm. Not what you hear on the streets or through rumors or innuendo or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It was very clear that in one of the questions that we asked about the reflection piece about this, there is a growing sense of energy and excitement, and people talking in a different way. And you know, we've talked about just changing the language.
Mm-hmm.
That's so very, very important. I mean, I think it's important in everything that we do in life, from raising your family to energizing with friends and talking to friend. I mean, it's how you talk about others in your community that shape the future. And I think we're starting to see that happening, that people are gathering some emotion about this is a very special place. You know, it's always easy to say it's a great place to live until we start really demonstrating a way to make it a great place to live. It's just